Yo, Siri.
Hello, Ash.
Play the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Yo, Siri. Play the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Did you mean the Jaffa Cakes?
Jaffa Tapes? Siri. Play the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Siri. Just list football podcasts.
The Guardian Football's Monthly.
No.
Shirts and Skins.
No.
The Fantasy Soccer Factory.
No.
Jumpers and Goalposts.
What?
ABC's Football is Daily.
No, what?
The Royal Football Rumble.
No.
The Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast.
Yes, Wicked. Play that one.
Okay, Ash. Playing Wicked, the musical.
Oh, for fuck.
Hello and welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast, officially the UK's number one football podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Ahoy there.
Me, Craig Hazel, and comedian Tom Holmes.
Oh, Ric Flair and that.
That was Tom Holmes. No, Tom is ill. He's not well, and no one's ever sadder to miss a pod than Tom, so in his absence we'll try and be as inappropriate as he was. It'll be less organised without him, there'll be less tweets, everything will kind of fall to pieces except me and Ash will be here. We might talk some football though, mate.
How have we got to the point where Tom going away makes the podcast less professional?
Genuinely, this is our third take just doing the intro without Tom, and I don't think that's ever happened.
No, ever. We've never had to retake it.
The first take was because I went into too much detail for Ash about how ill Tom was. The second one was a technological problem that we could only presume Tom is somehow the master of.
I know, so just think about the fact that this is the best effort.
Yeah. Exactly, all the intros. This is the best. The one that you listened to and went, really? They won an award? This was the best of three.
Yeah.
That says
this is the best you can do.
That really does say a lot, doesn't it? But even though Tom isn't here, we will go through all of the last game week and also look forward to your next game week 23. Another game week of new strikers, goals, wild cards upon us, and of course the transfer window. And we'll be going through all your tweets, questions, emails, Facebooks, all that kind of thing, and looking ahead to in part three to next game week. So we'll start with the results going through from last week, who performed, who didn't in an FPL sense, and a game at Anfield that I was at. I was at the early Saturday kickoff at Anfield, Ash, and it was pretty great. I was up there for the weekend, yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was.
How?
At,
who?
Well, I went, my good friend is a Swansea fan, and we're doing like a little, I was going to say menage a trois, that's the wrong word. We're not doing that at all.
Well, it depends.
He came up to watch a Hearts game with two of us. There's three of us. He's a Swansea fan, so we went to a Swansea game, and the other one's a Pompey fan, so we're going to go to a Pompey game. So we
this isn't Little Jimmy Domino's.
I don't know who that is.
You're Kajaki man.
Yeah, Andy. He's a Swansea fan. So so we went up to Anfield thinking, oh, well, at least we see some goals because Liverpool might get Swansea are doing. First half was a 0-0 where it was like, well, pressure's on because I've come all the way to Liverpool for a weekend and this is shit. And then all of a sudden, five goals and a Swansea 3-2 win. It was amazing.
Crazy.
It's a great game.
Well, it shows you, we say it every week, Liverpool are just such a clusterfuck. So random, like good and bad.
Yeah, massively. I mean, there wasn't much good, I will be honest, watching it there.
Oh, really?
They didn't look great at any point. I mean, Swansea didn't. And that, like, our usual tip of just pick against Swansea, you'd have thought Liverpool at home was a big, big, you know, it couldn't have been stronger. We all said it and we were all wrong because Liverpool just cannot defend. I even in my blog last week thought, do you know what? Liverpool have got to get a clean sheet here. Lovren might not be a bad shout at 5 million. They were just awful at the back. I was wrong. They were terrible.
Yeah, because their thing is that they score loads of goals and they still scored twice. It's just obviously they conceded three and they're all pretty soft.
You cannot concede three to Swansea, who at the time were bottom of the league.
They did look a lot better though, I thought, with their a couple of new players, haven't they?
Yeah, Tom Carroll started, who isn't going to be much of an FPL impact, I don't think, even though he got man of the match and a tidy player. I thought he gave it away a little bit, but he got man of the match. And Martin Olsen at left back got an assist, actually. And he is a very attacking left back. He was in my Euros team for Sweden and did quite well. So he might be worth keeping an eye on. But Llorente and Sigurdsson, two for Llorente, two for Mino and one for Sigurdsson.
I think all of those are good. I think Carroll looked good. I think Olsen, didn't he come from Norwich?
Yes.
I think he like demanded to move away. Yeah, I think he's a good like tidy player.
He's a Premier League, not a Championship player, which is presumably why he wanted to move away. But
yeah,
he might be worth, if you're willing to have a defender in your squad that is going to concede goals but might get you a couple of attacking points, and you're happy with him being your fifth or whatever. It's not a bad shout. Maybe.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess you probably don't want Swansea defenders though, do you, either way?
No, not ideally, I don't think, because at least you've got those teams like Bournemouth or Middlesbrough who will occasionally keep a clean sheet, whereas I just don't see Swansea really ever doing it. But yeah, Llorente with two goals and Firmino with two goals. It's so hard to pick those Liverpool midfielders. We're going to talk about it in the questions later, but it's so hard to pick who's going to get the points. Was it last week I said it? Where I was like, what happened to Firmino being a big goal threat? I'm sure he used to be a massive goal threat. And then out of nowhere, two goals. But if you allow him room in the box to chest and volley it and bring it down, like, it was insane. The same with Liverpool. They let Llorente just, you know, take his time scrambling over a corner and left Sigurdsson on his own. That's probably the best, you know, player in their team. Absolutely nuts. But yeah, so a lot of points to them. I've got Sigurdsson, actually. He's just that guy who never really leaves my squad.
Are you still going?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I am wildcarding this week. That's my big news. But only because the next game week deadline is the 31st of Jan. So the game week 23 deadline is 31st of January at 6:45 PM,
yeah,
given the fixtures. So you'd think most business is done then. I'm not going to miss out on anything big and just get it done. And also, I never want a wildcard on a green arrow.
Oh, that's true.
So I red arrowed this week, so we'll talk about that in a bit. But yeah, so I'm going to wildcard. Bournemouth-Watford, I said they can keep clean sheets. They didn't. It was 2-2. And Troy Deeney among the goals, Afobe, Joshua King. He sometimes sneaks into people's squads, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think Bournemouth have got a few of those players, but they're just sort of on the fringes. But it's like we were saying last week that they seem to, I don't know if they actually do, but they seem to rotate a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, like you pick one and then he never plays and he comes back in. Maybe it's just that they, you know, share the points between them, so it makes it quite difficult.
I think, King's a good example. 73 minutes this week, 36 last week, 62 the week before. You know, do you know what I mean? He's obviously starting games to get 65 and 62 minutes, but, yeah, he doesn't quite command it. I think there is a bit of a mixture, right, to be honest. Even Stanislas doesn't get 90 minutes every game.
No, if you look at the right, then Afobe's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just desperately trying to find the right formula because it hasn't quite clicked properly for them. Crystal Palace at home lost to Everton. Big Sam, you'll be taking pleasure in his misery. He is having a bit of a shocker of a start, isn't he?
Oh, no. Poor guy.
Poor guy. Such an honest Sam. Big honest Sam.
I feel sorry for the Palace fans because I thought, I don't know if by the time he went, they were into it or not, but I thought he quite liked Pardew. So, and it was the same when he left West Ham, I didn't want him to go, really.
You like Pardew? He's such a scumbag.
He's so sleazy, and like, the reasons he left West Ham were like real, like, up in the air about what the truth behind it was.
Yeah.
But I think he's like a pretty, like, serviceable manager, and he seems like, you know, fairly decent. He's not like Big Sam, at least he doesn't play like shit Big Sam football or whatever, does he?
Well, and it's big shit football. I was about to call it big. Well, it's not big shit football. It's Big Sam football. Big shit football is all right when some fans can abide by it when you're winning or when you're surviving. If you get you relegated, then you're playing shit football. So you're paying money to go and watch shit football every week, and you're going to be playing in the Championship next year. So as a combination, that's not great.
When Pardew first turned up at West Ham, the only thing that is sort of a mark against him in my eyes is he seems about, I don't know what the phrase is. I know he like tried to do all these things, you know, he tried to make loads of little changes, and one was he wanted to start playing music when we scored, you know, like the da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And then they were just like, it's not going to happen, mate. And he was like, no, it was really cool. We used to do it at Reading, and they were just like, oh, God.
So that was your big criticism, the music after a goal?
Yeah.
But then it just shows, you know what I mean? He's like,
he's not that cool, is he?
No, he's not cool. I wouldn't say it. Neither is Big Sam. But Everton beat them 1-0 with Seamus Coleman scoring, another defender getting a goal at Everton. And worth noting, we've talked about all the attacking merits of Leighton Baines of late, getting back to his old FPL form, and Seamus Coleman. They've only conceded two in their last five games, Everton.
Yeah,
so that's they look good. It's a lot of clean sheets, that, isn't it? So it's probably worth looking beyond that for cheaper ones if you can get them. Obviously, Baines and Coleman are at the higher end of it, but you know, Funes Mori has scored 8, 6, and 6 in his last three games, and he's only 4.6 million.
Bloody hell. I think we all know that it's down to DCI Davies.
Of course.
And their turnaround in form.
DCI Davies in the midfield. Well, yeah. He started again, didn't he?
Yeah, they've got a few good players. I can't remember who it was, but about 3 weeks, maybe a little bit more, about a month ago, there was some other person they brought on and we were talking about. It doesn't seem to have played since, but they're doing it all the time. We've got loads of young kids
now. I don't know who that would have been then.
It was whilst you were away. They had someone who came on for like 10 minutes and looked awesome.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, so they've got a few of them.
Well, it was another 90 minutes, Tom Davies. It's not as if he's like a young lad who's getting a start and then getting protected. It's three games worth of 90 minutes, two assists and a goal in three games. One on the road and one against City. So that's pretty good going. So it's a part of it, definitely. And obviously Schneiderlin's there now, so it'll be interesting to see where he fits into that. But right now he can't get more minutes because there's an 18-year-old whatever lad running about running the show. Everton defenders is definitely worth stocking up on.
And they've got some real easy fixtures coming up as well.
Yeah. It might be worth... You don't need us to tell you to get, you know, Baines or Coleman. Baines is 10.8% picked, Coleman's 6.7%. I'm surprised they're that low, actually. But if they're going to get clean sheets, Williams and Funes Mori, what, like 4.6 million Funes Mori, 1.8% picked, and he plays 90 minutes, he starts. So, don't know, it's not a bad shout in your squad, really. When you look at that's around the same price as, I don't know, Peters at Stoke or Friend at Middlesbrough, they're 4.4. Like, you're getting an Everton centre-half for 2.2 million more. It's worth thinking about wildcard-wise. And Middlesbrough, we go and say it, and we say, like, put your house on there being under 2.5 goals. I put it on the Patreon tips blog, which I'm 3 from 6, which isn't too bad picks. But, yeah, and then it's 3-1, West Ham batter them.
I think I said last week this is the only one that I wouldn't pick to be 1-0 because West Ham either sort of score a few goals or concede a few.
Yeah.
He says after it's happened.
After the game, yeah, we can do that. That's all right. If professionals can do it, we can do it.
Exactly, that's true. I think we look good again. Carroll, bam, header, goal.
Well, yeah, we have questions about him later on, but it would be silly not to address it now anyway. Carroll, you know, he's on form. I'm opinion, it's really fashionable to slag off Andy Carroll because he looks ridiculous. He looks like a horse. There's photos of him riding a bike. He gets pissed after training. He had to live with Kevin Nolan so that he behaved like some sort of school child when he played Newcastle. But when he's good, he's good. Like he's a good player, Andy Carroll.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think if if the team sets up around him and they don't just try and... If they don't just play long balls like randomly at him with no support...
Yeah, he doesn't want to just hit it his head, does he?
Yeah. I think if they play around him and sort of give him a chance, he's really good. And he's got to stay fit is the problem, isn't it? Obviously.
That's it. And make play minutes, but... If he is fit and he starts, then is he? I don't know. Is he? He's 6.2. So that is a cheap third striker, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad at all. I'm just gutted I swapped him out like not long ago for Giroud.
Yeah.
Because you know they were playing Swansea, weren't they? But I think he's fine. I think him or Crouch.
Like, yeah, no, Crouch tall exactly. Man, that, and that combo. Kind of brings the point. For a while, it was pretty nailed on who your third striker would be. It would be a Negredo, or it would be a. Not Defoe anymore because he's much more expensive, but Callum Wilson or Troy Deeney or Ighalo and a lot of those kind of players, especially last season. But in New Year, New Strikers, Andy Carroll, Peter Crouch, Jay Rodriguez, like are they? Is there any value in any of those guys?
I think so. I think we got Man City next week, so that's going to be bad. Yeah. But I think after that, we've probably got about 5 or 6 games where we could do okay again. So maybe pick him up, maybe wait a week and pick him up.
Yeah.
I mean, and then I actually messaged, I think I can't remember who it was, somebody, maybe it was Monaghan. I messaged somebody earlier, maybe over Christmas.
Yeah.
Saying Jay Rodriguez is going to come back into it.
Yeah.
Because he'd just come back from injury.
He's a really talented player. And do you know what? I wrote it down to say it. Although he is a striker, and I've always known him as a striker, he's actually classed as a midfielder in the game.
Yeah, that's right.
6.3 million, 0.6% picks looking there, but he was in the England squad for the World Cup until he got injured. So it seems odd, but with Charlie Austin out for however long, and it doesn't look like Shane Long really is their answer. They don't seem to want to play him regularly. Rodriguez might not be a bad shout, might he, to be honest.
No, that's right. The only problem with him is like whether they're actually going to play him or not. He's the same way. It's like, he seems to rotate every other game.
Yeah, no matter what he does.
Week. Yeah.
Yeah, it's disappointing. Well, he got on the score sheet this week, but we'll come on to that on the Sunday. Stoke 1-0 with Man United. It was Rooney got his goal, but no one's got him. Mata scored an own goal, and surely few people have him. It did nothing for anyone that game in FPL world. And like, who's going to watch Man United away at Stoke? Stoke are now a better team to watch than Man United. That's how things have happened over the last few years.
Terrence, even they're so disappointing. I really like their manager, but
yeah,
they're just, I don't know. Oh no, not sure.
West Brom, your big pick. You said it. They beat Sunderland
2-0. Oh no, sorry, I was thinking of West Brom. I mean, when I said that, because who have they got? Mark Hughes.
Stoke have, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, how much better do West Brom look than Stoke?
Yeah.
And Stoke have brought all those flashy players, haven't they?
They have spent a lot of money. Look, I'd be interested to see what their wage budget is, because it's up there with a top half club. They operate as a top half club. But then they're ninth, so like they are. There's 4 points between them, but maybe it's a form thing. I don't know. But Stoke were rooted to the bottom for quite a while. Don't know. I think they'll be there and thereabouts of each other at the end of the season. But they both spent big. You wouldn't expect, like, when you think about West Brom paying the money for like Chadli, Rondon. Stoke just bought Berahino. That's what happened as well. Berahino went the other way. But anyway, no one in their right mind is signing Berahino. West Brom, Ash, your moment of glory. They beat Sunderland 2-0. And your main man, the disgraced villain from last week, Gareth McCauley, assist, clean sheet, bonus, this, new car, wife, job, whatever he wants.
Yeah. I think it was a pretty straightforward captain pick. I think everyone went for that.
Well, you didn't captain him.
Pardon?
You didn't captain him.
No, it was my pick. It was my pick for last week, wasn't it?
That would have been astonishing if you had captained him.
I said to captain him, so I think that counts.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I picked him as the captain choice at the end of the program, didn't I? And then
you did.
But then I also said, or anybody from Liverpool. So when I came to it, I had somebody from Liverpool, so it's 50-50. Yeah, I should have gone with McCauley instead of Banana.
Yeah, McCauley romped home with 12 points. Great week.
Crazy.
And like you say,
I hope somebody captained him.
That would be good. They should let us know. Please let us know if you captained him, because Ash would be very happy.
That was his best performance all season.
Yeah. Presumably he went out with a point to prove after an absolute shocker the week before. So it makes sense. But he, Darren Fletcher got a goal who it would be mental to. Some people have him on their bench because they know he plays 90 minutes and he's 2 points, sometimes three. And Chris Brunt, the other goal, who we talked about before because he's a former midfielder, classed a defender with a hell of a left foot. So he's on there. City Spurs drew 2-2. It was a spectacular fall from grace for City. Went 2-0 up. De Bruyne, Sané, and then Ali and Son. Ali's, he's got to go. Yeah, I'm wildcarding. I just don't know how I don't put him in.
Yeah. I think you're right. I've had Ericsson, but we were saying last week that...
debated it, yeah.
Yeah, that Ali's is much more of a goal threat.
Yeah.
And they showed you, like, even when they're losing or drawing, he could still, you know, come in with one, like a little header.
Yeah, he's on to, what, 6-6, 15-14, 15-9 now in his last six games.
Fuck it, come. How much... what's his price gone up to?
He's 8.8 at the moment, so he's now 0.1 more. He was 8.7 last week, level with Ericsson. He's gone up to 8.8. And he's up to 24.7% picked to Ericsson, 16.3%. But then at his peak last year, he was a 38th, but he was very, very cheap, obviously.
Yeah. If you look at his stats over the last, well, like even 10 games compared to, say, De Bruyne's, it's crazy.
Yeah, insane. I thought De Bruyne would run away with being the top scoring midfielder this season as well.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, but I wasn't alone in thinking that, so I won't feel too stupid. The first of the Sunday game, Southampton beat Leicester 3-0. James Ward-Prowse, Tadic, a popular pick last season because he's such an assist king, and Rodriguez, who he said, if you fancy a midfielder who plays as a striker, if you want to take a bit of a risk, winning 3-0. And this is where Tom would interject.
It is. The UK's, is this the second biggest or is this the biggest?
I never know. I never know. He claims so many things are the biggest. That's what he does.
But he's got them properly worked out. Like, I can't imagine the amount of R&D that went into finding that out. He's obviously put the time and the money in. That's basically what our Patreon subscribers go into.
It's a private investigator.
Big multinational surveys we run.
Yeah.
To figure out which is the best and the biggest.
Oh, I thought you meant it was just a PI to follow Marcel Wasilewski.
No. I mean, trying to find out what is the, like getting the metrics for the most popular thing on broadcasting.
Right. But Tom would say at this point, it's the most popular feature in British broadcasting. Where's Wallace? Which I think, does it go, where's Wallace?
Where's Wallace?
Sorry, Tom, if we didn't do you justice. But I did actually look it up in the same routes that Tom did, and he was genuinely at a service station near Derby.
Fuck off. There's no picture to prove it. Is that correct?
That is correct. There is a picture to prove it.
Ah, amazing.
I'll post the picture just to get Tom's approval because I knew he would be critical if I didn't do it properly.
Oh, so, he'd be furious.
Exactly. So it's a legit picture because Tom doesn't make them up. I think that's important to him that listeners know that he doesn't just make up a random thing of what Wallace is up to. He genuinely goes and finds it. So yeah, that's good. Time well spent. And I did it a bit myself. Not as effectively as Tom, but it'll do. Talking to Tom, Arsenal won 2-1 against Burnley in the most ridiculous ending game I've ever seen. It was penalties and stoppage time and 7 minutes of it or whatever. And Granit Xhaka getting sent off because that's what he does. He is ridiculous.
We were talking about this. I mean, it's the catchphrase for the show. When they signed him, that it wouldn't be worth picking him up. One, he plays holding midfield. And secondly, he gets a shitload of red cards.
Yeah.
And he's already on... Is he on 3 already?
I think so. There's something about he's got more cards than... Like they, you know, however many Arsenal players combined for the last 2 seasons or something. It's ridiculous. And when he scored that, like, he scored like some wonder goal, didn't he? And everyone went crazy. Like all the Arsenal fans tweeting, going like, oh, shouldn't pick him, should we? It's like, no, you shouldn't. Because he is a walking red card, that guy.
Yeah, he's a good player for them, just not for fantasy football.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if you're willing to take a red card and they still won, you know, fair enough. They're second in the league. I get it. But he nearly cost them a very, very important 3 points.
Yeah.
Because obviously the penalty, Andre Gray equalised, and then eventually Arsenal got the winner. But it was risky, risky. Could have cost them 3 points. And they're already at 8 points. They're already not looking like they're going to win the title, isn't it? I mean, it's 8 points that Chelsea are ahead. And they beat Hull. Chelsea beating Hull 2-0. A few people went with Pedro because we're saying he keeps kind of creeping on a low percentage. But it was Cahill... got the goal. And Diego Costa, as we predicted.
He's back.
You predicted he'd play. He played. He'll carry on playing, let's be honest.
Yeah. Now his trip to Macau's out. He's...
That's it.
He's suddenly back.
I know. I don't know what his percent... I didn't check to see how much it dropped, actually, but 10.3 million. Is he like... Because for a while, he was the guy you had to have consistency.
Yeah, you had to have him, yeah.
Is he one of them again yet or not?
Oh, it's difficult to say. He does score. He's literally scored every other game. So,
yeah. It's a great record. It's one of those where when you look back and think, you know, when you talk about captains and you go, oh, I don't know whether to captain Sanchez or yeah. But then you look back on the overall scores. And the fact is, if you had captained Alexis Sanchez every week since game week one, you would be doing very well. You just take the rough with the smooth. But it's the chopping and changing that kills you. And Costa's probably one of them. He will score 1 in 2, if not more.
He's gone down... Basically, in 2 weeks, he's gone down half a million. He's been transferred out half a million times.
Wow.
In 2 weeks, yeah. So I expect that's going to go up. But it's, oh my God. Well, now is definitely the time to get him if you're going to get him. He's now 10.3 million.
Yeah.
He was 10.7 2 weeks ago.
Wow. So nearly half a million pounds in fantasy value.
That's the amount of people that have actually got rid of him as well.
But 0.4 million in fantasy value, he's gone down.
Yeah, although he's up. If you've had him since the start of the season, he was only 9.5 million, I think. Is that right?
I don't know.
At the very start of the game. Yeah, 9.5 million.
That's cheap, but then I guess no one expected that. That level of form. Wow. Well, that is big, isn't it? I'm now looking, going, yeah, fuck the podcast. I've got to do my wild card whilst this is fresh in my mind.
He's still cheaper. So he did go up to, his height, he went up to 11 million about a month ago. And he's 10.3 now, which is, 0.2 million cheaper than he's ever finished a season.
Wow.
So his price is going to go up, his value. So it's better than, he's like cheaper now than he was last season where Chelsea were absolutely awful.
Right. Basically put him in your team, get him back.
Yeah.
That's what
Although they have got two, they have got Liverpool then Arsenal next. Although neither of those are particularly good at defending, so.
No, exactly. Both conceded to Swansea and Burnley. 3 goals between them. 4 goals between them to Swansea and Burnley this week, so. But yeah, we'll have a quick look at the league to see where everyone is before we go away at some point for part two. Top 10 wise. So in 10th place is Michael Cabrera, Flaming Moes. In 9th place up is Andreas Toft. In 8th place is Antarcticans FC. In 7th place is Praveen Sindhu with 0. In 6th place, Patrick Houghton with Biggles Wingman. Biggles Wingmen, I think, actually, sorry. In 5th place, Good Kante with Harry Strouts. BTSU, Mitch Maynard in 4th. Eirik Baranda in 3rd. Steve Cliff Pallett in 2nd, and still in 1st is Nissan Mahanan with NRW. Still up top. Is anyone going to catch him? Are we going to have a Coatsy?
Yes, we will, is my prediction. Number Six is a new entry, isn't it?
Yes.
Patrick Horton.
Patrick Horton, Biggles wingman. I think that's a new. I think that's a new entrant, either into the top 10 or into the league itself.
Yeah, so he's had 72 points, so maybe it's just...
That is a big week, isn't it? So
yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it is. But welcome to the top 10, Patrick. Long may it stay as a no-click wanker. On to our league positions. Ash, still doing the business. You did drop some places, though. You're in 544th.
I know, it's not good.
Tommy T-Wizzle, ill. The iller man. 850th he's down to.
What has happened? He's doing so well.
And get this. Me, I went down a bit, but I'm in 980th. That's only 130 places for me and Tom now. That's my only aim this season now. Not against, nothing to be horrible at Tom, but because, you know, I can catch him. I think it's doable.
Well, that explains why he poisoned his coffee last week.
And so. It's why he has some sort of virus now, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's an FPL virus, so hopefully it will continue to deteriorate his fancy football picking ability and I'll pip him at the post. But I think he won't. He thinks, I think he's doing that reverse psychology thing where he's like, yeah, I know you'll catch me. I know you'll catch me. But, you know, hopefully I will. But yeah, so they're the league positions. You can't be happy with 544th, Ash.
Sorry?
You can't be happy with 544.
No, I'm going to turn it around and finish at least good 530 before the end of the season.
Why not? Aim for the top five. Yeah. Meanwhile, we have to check, actually. I have to have another check where Becky is because your good wife is absolutely demolishing all of us.
I think she slipped down a little bit. She couldn't even be bothered to check her team this week. So, so she's not even trying and she's absolutely slaughtering us.
Yeah, that is embarrassing, isn't it? But we'll have a look where she is actually next week and maybe embarrass you with that. But yeah, I mean, I can't talk. I'm only just clinging on to the top 1,000. And we still have new people coming into the league, so which is great. So you can still join the league. We will give out the pin at some point before the end of the podcast when I can remember it. Tom, again, he's like Rain Man for this stuff. But we've got a team called Banana Nose Maldonado coming in next week, which might be my favourite name of the season. So it's a strong entrant at that point. Coming up in part two, we're going to go through all of your tweets and questions, whether it be on Facebook, email, Twitter, and of course look ahead to next week's fixtures and try and give you some good tips of the Gareth McCauley stature again, but no pressure, Ash. So all that is coming up in part two of the Gaffer Tapes. Welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash Kernsworth, Craig Hazel and usually Tom Holmes, but he's off sick today. But we'll carry on without him with all of your questions that you've sent in on Facebook, on Twitter, by email and all sorts of jazz. We'll start with some Facebook ones because we just plainly ignored it for 2.5 years. The biggest social media network in the world and we just ignored it. Because
I don't, and people actually use it as well.
They do, billions. I think it's probably in the billions, isn't it?
Yeah, well, no, I meant people use our one.
Oh, yeah, I know.
People
they
use Facebook,
it.
Yeah.
And we tend to actually get some real questions on there. They're not all just about cheese or cats, so it is quite good. So we will ask. One of them, slightly football. First one we'll ask is from Andre Martinson, long-time listener, who asked, who is the best FIFA player amongst us? And if we play online, who is your best FIFA Ultimate Team player or foot player? Good that Tom isn't here because I think he would agree that he would be the worst amongst us.
I was really surprised. I thought Tom would be well into video games.
No.
He literally hasn't even played one since like the NES was out.
I'll tell you what Tom would say right now. He'd say, listen, boys, all I've got is an N64 and I play GoldenEye. I'm brilliant at GoldenEye and I've still got it now. It's under my telly. That's not a lie. It's genuinely still there. I've only got an N64. That's what he'd say.
He would say that. Plus, he would say something about him not being a virgin.
Yeah, he'd be going, yeah, sorry, no, I'm no good at FIFA, mate. I was out fingering birds. That's what he'd say. So
exactly what he'd say.
Almost exactly what he would actually say. But so Tom isn't good at FIFA and he won't be offended that you say that. Ash and I have never played FIFA against each other. I've got it. I do play a fair amount of it. I live with two other guys in some sort of not letting go of my youth student arrangement, whereas Ash actually has a normal life where he's married. So it might be me just because I'm sadder.
Oh, shit. I thought I would slaughter you, to be honest. Not going to lie. And now I've realised you do live with some other guys. I think you would probably beat me.
It's the only computer game. That and Football Manager, the only computer games I bought for the last sort of 6 years. So any other games, right? If we were playing Call of Duty or something, Ash would kill me at everything. But maybe I'd edge FIFA. But we will try and prove that. I don't play Ultimate Team, though. I can't be bothered with it all.
No, same here. Seems what like have you? What do you play on? Xbox or PlayStation?
PS4. Yeah.
PS4.
I haven't had a PlayStation since PS2, but the house I live in, they have a PS4, so I just, you know, I play that, and I don't have an Xbox One or a PS4, but when I move out, I will probably go for the PS4.
Ah.
It's edged it for me, I think, now. I've become accustomed to it.
Yeah.
Why, what are you?
Well, I'm a scumbag, so I've got all...
Yeah, I know you do, yeah, but what do you prefer playing on?
It was Xbox for a long time.
Yeah.
I think I prefer Xbox, but I got a PlayStation just because everyone else seems to have jumped ship.
But Ash is actually very good at FIFA the board game, where you have to roll a dice to get through the goblins at FIFA headquarters and through the dungeons of Stamford Bridge. So he is very good at FIFA the board game, and we'll play you at that over 17 hours.
Mourinho live action roleplay game.
Yeah, LARPing. FIFA LARPing, he's very good at. I might go to Comic-Con as Diego Costa and see if that counts or I'll fit in. Everyone's nice there, it's fine.
They don't think you were the... you could just steal someone's the Emperor outfit, but take your hood off, and then it'd be a direct Costa.
Is that... Who's the Emperor? Is that a Star Wars reference?
From Star Wars, yeah. Fuck me. You've not seen Star Wars, have you?
No, not really. I've watched a bit. Like, The Last Jedi, and there's loads of people, like, getting hard-ons at work and stuff. I don't... Yeah. They've had Return of the Jedi, The Last Jedi. Why are you getting that excited? It's a title. It's a film title. I could tell you the title of a book. I haven't written it, but you wouldn't go, oh, man, that's an amazing title. Craig's big adventure. Like, oh, what a name. That's a great name. There's nothing original about it. The Last Jedi.
Get out of town. You literally spaff your pants every time they're like... Oh my God, it's Celebrity Love Juice.
No, Celebrity Love Island. Yeah, but not by the title. Like, The Last Jedi, it's like, oh my God, I'd never thought they'd put the words last and Jedi together, even though they're two words that I've heard for the last 30 years in this film franchise.
Like, yeah, I'm not sure why people are excited about
getting so excited. Anyway, and Andre, we'll play you at FIFA, either board game or PS4.
Yeah, we should set up some sort of league or something.
We should actually, yeah, when we... And playing, you can add us online. We'll do that. I'll do it properly, and I'll tweet out my gamer tag or whatever. I have to get with them. I still use Xbox lingo for PS4 FIFA. It's terrible.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know. It's bad. It's all cross breeding.
We should arrange like a little mini tournament or something.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that. Get head to head.
Oh, but there'll be some fucking mega nutters.
Oh,
imagine. Even some of my friends are fucking FIFA lunatics. I thought, I played a lot.
Ash, these are people who choose to listen to our podcast for over an hour every week. They're definitely going to be better than us at this. Right, we got a question from old Blue Med on Facebook, who said he's still got Benteke with green fixtures ahead. Should he hold on for his rebirth? It's got to happen soon, surely. Quickly, green fixtures, obviously, for anyone who's maybe new to the podcast, new to FPL, means colour coordinated. He's got a good set of fixtures, Palace. But Ash, over to you. Benteke, will he come good?
So I think Palace have got Bournemouth, Sunderland, Stoke, Middlesbrough, West Brom.
You think?
I was thinking about this earlier. Yeah, because I was comparing it to Everton, because obviously you got Lukaku.
Yeah.
Didn't they play each other last week, in fact?
Yes, it was an Everton win. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was thinking about it. So they're playing each other, and Everton have got Stoke, Bournemouth, Middlesbrough, Sunderland, then Tottenham. So basically it's split on who's got the easier games marginally to Palace. But Everton looked fucking... not Everton, sorry. Palace looked terrible, didn't they? And Lukaku looked like he didn't even know... Oh, this is going to get confusing if I get the names mixed up all the time. Benteke looked like he didn't know what the ball was.
Yeah.
So I wondered whether it was... If you didn't have him, it was time to dump him and jump ship to Everton.
Well, if you're talking about money. It, it's quite easy to compare them because one of them keeps the other on the bench for the national team as well. So it's...
Yeah.
Lukaku plays in a better team as a slightly better player, but the price difference, what is it? It's big. It's 2.3 million, though, so it's whether...
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. I don't know if Benteke's... It's difficult, isn't it? Because you say this about Andy Carroll a few weeks ago, and you call someone an idiot for having him in, and now he's on fire, but Benteke hasn't scored since game week 15. It's a long time ago.
I would still rather have... you've still got... West Brom's still got loads of easy fixtures. He's not really scoring, but I... Well, I mean, I literally have got Rondon instead
still
of him.
Prefer Rondon, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not pulling up trees, but...
Or one of the new age strikers of Carroll or Llorente, even, like we were saying, whose goal return's actually very good this season. In fact, what is Benteke's overall points? So Benteke's total points is 72 currently. So if you compare that, Llorente's 79 and is 6.1 million.
Oh my God, I never would have thought Llorente was that high.
Yeah, his goal return, for all of them being poor this season, Llorente's goal return is actually not bad. Eight goals, I think, in the league. I've just checked.
Wow.
So, you know, it's not loads, obviously, but for a team bottom of the league, if he finishes on 12 goals, say, for the season, that's a decent return, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he's on 79 to Benteke's 72. Rondon's obviously on 86 at 6.8 million. Rondon's cheaper too. So, yeah, I don't know. Short answer is probably not then. Get rid. Try something else. It hasn't worked.
Yeah.
Blue Med. Go for someone else.
Yeah, and then cue the mega return of the form.
Of course, but what can we do?
Yeah.
We're not wizards. We can't do this. James Edrupt, who I don't recognise as a name, maybe I'm just bad memory, for how cheap he is, how well he's currently playing, and Everton's next few fixtures are very winnable. Tom Davies, is he a must pick? I feel he's value for money. We kind of touched on that earlier. Why not?
It's 4.4 million or something, man.
Yeah, and that's gone up. So, yeah. Why not? People were happy to have Kapu in their squad for God knows how long without doing anything. So, why not have Tom Davies? 4.3 million he is, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't see why you wouldn't, especially if you're wildcarding. And even if not, just ease him in 1 week with a double transfer or something.
Yeah, definitely. You could drop one of your players, give you a little bit of a little boost to pick up someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if, you know, it ties in for another question we've had, about Alan Banana, our friend Alan Banana.
Yes.
Yeah, so we kind of got asked, has the Adam Banana boat capsized from Padfall? three blanks and Firmino Coutinho back to compete with. Slightly separate question, but if you look at as a three-game snapshot, the last three games, Alan Banana's got 2-2 and 1 to Tom Davies' 6-8-6. If you had two transfers saved up, you transferred him out for 7.5 million, brought in Davies for 4.3 million, you've then got some quiche to play with, haven't you?
So you'd upgrade Lukaku to Harry Kane.
Yeah, exactly.
Be the worst
in
the world.
Yeah, yeah, or Costa, get Costa back in. So I think Tom Davies is definitely worth a shout. And it feels like it's a bit of a waste of a transfer, like transferring a goalkeeper, like when you do a cheapest midfielder. But sod it, I'd get him in. He's only 1.8% picked. It's not like everyone's done it, so you're still ahead of that slightly.
In fact, I've got Giroud and Lallana. Get rid of both of them. Double game week transfer and get in Costa and Davies.
Yeah, done. Ash is doing it. You heard it here first, official. And then last Facebook question before we go on Twitter, our good mate Chuck said, what's the minimum acceptable amount of each ingredient for a proper Funglish breakfast? None of this one sausage bullshit. This feels like a Tom question now, doesn't it?
It's a shame he doesn't have... So Tom isn't on Facebook. I mean, this is the most popular thing that's ever happened on our Facebook page.
It went mad. People
nine,
going crazy.
9 million replies, yeah.
So we had a lot... 9 million. 9 million sausages is how many we want. But yeah, I think he's asking how many of each one. Yeah, it has to be two sausages and two rashers of bacon on a fried breakfast. But word on the grapevine is that you don't know anything about full English breakfast, Ash.
We went out for a night out in Manchester at the weekend, and then in the morning, like, everyone went for a fry up, and I think I had a pulled pork bagel
for breakfast. Why? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I tell you exactly what it is. I don't like baked beans.
Don't have baked beans then.
Well, then you don't get any. That's never an option. That is never.
Of course
it is. There's no spaghetti hoop option.
Of course, there's not spaghetti hoops. We're not animals. But you could have like just some fried tomatoes or mushrooms.
How's that a replacement? No, I'm out.
Well, because you don't like beans.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like
Sometimes the beans come in a little pot separately.
But
it's not too
just
bad.
Don't have the beans. It's like not going to a gig because you don't like the warm up act. For instance, beans, I'll take them or leave them. I'd much rather have a nice ash brown or some black pudding.
Yeah, but they're not the same thing. Like, one's wet, isn't it?
Well, don't have it then. We don't have to replace it with something wet.
I thought that was the whole thing.
I'll have a fried breakfast. I don't like beans, so could you just give me some spinach, please?
No, but then you're like one of those nutcases who's like, oh, I don't drink milk, so I'm just going to replace it with some water.
What? No.
Or
what?
An apple.
Just
to be your comparison, I'm going to have some cocoa pops, but I don't like milk, so I'm going to replace it with sliced apple.
But it's not... You go in, excuse me, could I have the full English breakfast, please? But could you do me a favour? Could I have no beans, please? Yeah, that's no problem at all. We'll bring that out for you. It's not like they set off an alarm. It's just don't have beans.
But then it doesn't work, does it?
Well, why doesn't it work? Do you like all the other things on the breakfast?
Yeah, but...
Well, have the fucking breakfast! Just don't have the beans. This is mental. Cutting off
you
your
really
nose.
Think so?
Cutting off your nose to spite your face is the definition of it. You're depriving yourself all of these things because you don't like. Like, how many people go into McDonald's and have a Big Mac but say no gherkins? They don't just go, I don't like gherkins, so I can never eat a fucking burger again.
Yeah, but imagine if you didn't like bread or whatever the bun is made
of. That's not the equivalent of a full English.
I thought it was like a vital part of it. Or
no, not for me. Well, maybe that's the debate. I don't think so. But I think we've touched on that more than we should. And everyone's got very excitable and we need to calm down.
But also, Eggs Benedict is quite nice, though, isn't it?
Love an Eggs Benedict, man. It's a lovely breakfast, that.
Yeah.
This is where Tom will go, oh, I'd like Eggs Benedict, but it has to come from a chicken who voted Lib Dem and only live rurally and drives electric tractors. So that's what Tom would say about me.
I think he'd also go like, oh, what's wrong with you, mate? Black pudding. Like, he'd have some sort of dead, like something that'd have to have been shot.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like, oh, I like my beans to be made of beef or something like that. So that'd be what Tom would say right now. I like the fact we miss him so much. We're just doing what he talks about. But that's all the Facebook questions. Of course, we've got more on Twitter in a little section called Tweets for my Tweet. Yeah, I mean, neither of our hearts were in that.
So bad.
A really good question from King Chip at King Chip 101. He said, I've actually asked you before, but you didn't answer. Bit of a dick.
Ooh, someone said.
Sassy, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's the highest each of you have finished overall? And you've done some homework, Ash.
This does look like a question maybe Tom's buried every week.
Yeah, maybe. He's like, doesn't want anyone to know. But you know now, you've looked.
I do. So the highest Tom's finished, he has improved every year we've been doing this. So we've been doing it like 3 years, would you say?
Yeah, it is,
three seasons? Yeah. So the highest he had finished was like 600,000th.
Yeah.
Then it was 350,000th. Then last season, it was 250,000th. So he's improved every year by quite a big way.
Right.
What about you?
Well, my highest I've ever finished was actually the first season we did this. Is the 14-15 season. I finished 140,000th in the world. Last season, I finished 496,000th. And right now, I am about 2.2 million. So if we carry on at this rate next season, I will, of course, connected a hose pipe to my car exhaust and have finished beyond 4th million because apparently I just get worse. Apparently dedicating our lives to helping other people's FPL makes me worse.
So, maybe you just helped everybody else. You just elevated 4 million people above you.
Good point. I've improved everyone else so much that they've actually overtaken me and my standards say the same. Good. Yeah, great point.
So your coefficient is much better because now you're playing in a stronger league.
Exactly. And if anything is taught by FIFA, that coefficients make sense.
It's the most important thing.
It's the most important thing. And obviously, for those of you who are new to the podcast, we don't mention it. Ash, tell us your highest ever position, mate.
So last season, which I thought was pretty shit, I finished 26,000th.
Yeah, very good.
Isn't that bad?
Yeah.
And then my highest rank ever is 81st.
81st.
In the world.
In the world. And there's about, what, 4 million players? 4.3 million players.
Yeah.
That is not bad. 81st. So that's basically, for anyone who's new to the podcast this season, kind of why we started the podcast, because Ash is legit good at it. And Tom and I can talk about breakfasts until we get angry. So that was that was kind of the formula. But good question. I'm glad we finally answered that. Another tweet we've got is, I think it's the guys at Shirts vs. Skins, FPL. Pat from Shirts vs. Skins, I think. He said, whom should I captain? I think he's American. He's trying to speak very formal English. Whom should I captain? Doesn't need whom. Aguero or Ibrahimovic? Also, what is the meaning of life? We won't cover the second because you heard how we got on with sausages and beans. But Aguero Ibrahimovic, I didn't realise this was still a debate, Ash, to be honest.
It is this week, I think, because Man United are playing Hull.
Right.
And Man City are playing West Ham, who about 2 weeks ago they stuffed 5-0.
But West Ham away, and this is the City who got battered 4-0 by Everton, and West Ham who scored 3 goals last week. Is it the same West Ham as a couple of weeks ago, or yes?
Well, with Payet, that was the last game he played.
Yeah.
Maybe he was that disruptive to the team that they lost 5-0, but I mean, it doesn't look good. I mean, it's not like it was at the start of the season. It was literally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you think, in that case, who would you go out of those two then? Presumably, he's set on picking those two.
I mean, if you've got them both, then yeah, I'd go. I don't fancy West Ham's chances. Like, we might score a purple. I can't see us Hull not letting them score.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know Hull well enough, but Man United keep making loads of chances. I could see Ibrahimovic getting a goal. Like, I think he'll definitely score some good points. Like, he's going to get 8 points or something. But Aguero's got more chance of going absolutely crazy.
Right, crazy. Aguero's going to go crazy. Heard it here first. That was probably West Ham's worst performance in a long, long time, wasn't it? That 5-0 doing.
Yeah, we've done a couple of those. In fact, in the League Cup, like, was it the season before? They beat us 12-0 aggregate or something crazy. So.
Right. I don't even know if you're exaggerating on that. It might have actually happened.
I think it was.
All right. It's hard to know with you, Ash. We did have a question. I can't actually find it. I was going to ask you, have West Ham signed Jose Font? Yeah, have you signed him?
Yeah, they signed him. Yeah, 6 or 8 million. I can't remember exactly.
Right. So he's
around that region.
Is he someone who's going to tempt you as a new signing? Because someone was asking about whether any new signings have caught your eye yet. But I think it's been quite quiet in terms of who makes you want to go straight to the FPL site.
Yeah, definitely. I wonder how much he is on here. I'll see if I can find him very quickly. I don't think he's going to be a bad choice because we're pretty poor at the back. Oh, yeah, because Ogbonna is now injured, I think.
Right. He's turned up now. He's 5.3 million.
5.3.
Yeah, so he comes in as your second highest scoring defender so far this season, which is interesting, behind only big Winnie Reid.
Yeah.
And he's, I mean, he starts, right? He started nearly every game this season. He plays 90 minutes. He's a machine.
Yeah.
So he comes in to start. Yeah.
And then, yeah, so literally, Ogbonna's now got an injury and he's turned red. So I presume they're just going to try and straight swap him out.
I mean, what's interesting is after City, you play Southampton away and he has to go there. So. That will be interesting. But I don't think window-wise, there's been many players where you've gone, oh, I can't wait to go and get him. I can't wait to go and sign him.
No, it's difficult as well. Like that Jesus guy for Man City. He's obviously the talk of the town.
He is the talk of the town, yeah.
But then is he going to play? I don't know.
Yeah, nothing gets me that excited about that one, I don't think. But yeah, okay, well, that's answered the... We went off Aguero Pimic there. Last one from Twitter quickly from you and RCD. Ash, what's your weird cocktail tip for 2017? Have you had any strange drinks yet?
Oh, I've had this isn't a strange one, but definitely my favourite one. And this was posted on Facebook, if anyone didn't see. It's definitely a barbecue sour.
Right.
So it's, I don't know exactly how you make it. I can't make sours, but it's basically like egg white, bitter, lemon juice, maple syrup, and bourbon with bacon in it. Like actual bacon strips fried and put in your drink.
What?
It's fucking amazing.
You won't eat fucking beans.
No, but I'll have bacon. In the sense, it tastes a bit like, I don't know. It's like if you're, you know, when you go out and then people say, you know, you have a Bloody Mary in the morning, a hair of the dog.
Right.
This is like that, except for you can have it in the evening. When it gets to like 1 o'clock at night, you can have some of these and bridge that gap. Start having your breakfast early.
Right, by having a bacon flavoured cocktail.
Yeah.
I think I saw you post a photo of it.
It's delicious.
So maybe we need to tweet that. Yeah, but anyway, that's it. And we did have an email from Mr. D. William, who says, "Hello, lads. Been listening to the pod since the start of the season, so probably took him a long time to catch up for a lot of the nonsense we talk about from previous seasons. But then next season, you get to be all snobby and be like, I get that. You guys don't. And he was wondering, Ash, how long should he keep Giroud in his team instead of Costa?
Oh, well, there we go. My advice is do a double transfer, ditch somebody in your team to give you the money to buy Costa.
Right, and you reckon again, that the answer to that is Tom Davis?
Yeah, and Tom's not here to argue with it. If he was here, he'd be creaming over Giroud as per. So I think if it wasn't for Tom, I seriously don't think I'd ever have Giroud in my team.
Yeah, I mean, Tom must be excited at seeing Danny Welbeck pulling on an Arsenal shirt again, let's be honest.
Oh my God, was he back?
Yeah, Welbeck. Welbeck back.
I missed that. Oh my God.
Welbeck is well back. That would be the headline if this was a short newspaper. He played a whopping 4 minutes against Burnley.
Shit.
Yeah, and 12 minutes against Swansea. So before you know it, he'll be scoring 2 points a week.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss out on that shit from Welbeck. he will be there, believe me.
It honestly will not be long before we hear Tom back him.
Yeah, be like, oh, do you know what? Yeah, you're gonna think I'm crazy, but it's been away. But I'd be sticking little Danny Welbeck in my team. He'd be a tour of town, you know. That's my Tom impression. I don't know how good that was, but probably not great. But yeah, thank you for all your questions, tweets, Facebook, emails, all of it. Remember, if you've never asked a question before and you've always listened and want to, please do get in touch. You can email us info@thegaffertapes.com, tweet us @thegaffertapes, and please do add the Gaffertapes on Facebook. You get some good threads on there. There's genuinely quite a good debate where people swap in tips if you don't use Twitter. So please do add us on there, like our page. Looking ahead to the fixtures, Ash, then it's a weird one. It's Tuesday, 31st of January is the next game week. So it's a 10-day stretch for Tuesday night games. some big games that weekend. Liverpool play Chelsea, Swansea at home to Southampton, Sunderland at home to Spurs, Middlesbrough at home to West Brom, Burnley play Leicester, Bournemouth play Palace, Arsenal play Watford, and then on the Wednesday, it's West Ham City, Man United Hull, and Stoke versus Everton. Anything standing out at you?
Swansea-Southampton could be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what... Because all of a sudden you go, okay, could Swansea get something there?
Yeah.
But then Southampton battered Leicester last week. I'm starting to think whoever's playing Leicester.
Oh, yeah. Their whole team's just, like, gone... if it's not the African Cup of Nations, they're going to come back in the street, be rested for the Champions League straight away.
Well, that's it. We're back in Champions League territory where they're, you know, performing. And part of them might be thinking, listen, as long as we're safe... We're going to do everything we can to extend this Champions League run because they're not going to qualify for the Champions League next season through their league. So why not just enjoy Champions League football as best as you can whilst surviving in the Premier League, really?
What do you think about Kane? Spurs have got Sunderland.
Yeah.
Maybe he's one to look at bringing in as well.
I know, as your big striker. Well, and also the week after they're home to Middlesbrough. After that, Spurs, Liverpool, but they're those games you could see being, you know, 4-4 or something mental. Kane's not a bad shout. Sunderland obviously in quite a bit of trouble, and they've just signed Joleon Lescott. If there's not a reason to sign a striker for the opposing side, I don't know what is.
Oh my God,
it's like admitting relegation, isn't it? There was a tweet going around about that because he's been playing in Greece. He's been playing at AK Athens. Like, he's semi-retired, pretty much. No idea why you'd sign him.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the weird one.
I think it's a terrible signing. But yeah, that's true. Kane, it might be time to bring Kane. And, you know, it's a risk again, but I just think Jay Rodriguez, there's something about Jay Rodriguez in midfield playing up front if he gets the start against Swansea. Swansea scored goals, great, but they're still awful at the back. So I think Jay Rodriguez might be a decent outside shout, especially if you're wildcarding, as we always say.
Well, let me just check. There's one easy way to tell if he started or not last game. Because he literally rotates. Also played 79 minutes, so don't wait till the week after,
It does seem to be as simple as game on, game off for him, doesn't it?
It's like 90, 20, 90, 70, 30, 90, 20, 70.
It really is a game on, game off. Oh, that is annoying.
Yeah.
So don't pick Rodriguez. I've got it all wrong. Ignore me. Bloody ignore me. And then obviously Everton might be the one worth loading up on, but, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
No doubt we'll get it wrong. Gareth McCauley, though, just pick him. That's Ash's tip every week, so that's fine. Pick Gareth McCauley.
I don't think we're here next week, are we?
We're not here for that because it's a Tuesday game week, so there won't be a podcast on the Tuesday, so it will be after that. So it won't be here next week. It'll be a bit of a longer stretch. I did want to remind everyone to read the blog because we have got a blog to bridge the gap, Ash.
Oh, yeah. The Naked German has posted another blog. His last one was really funny.
Hilarious.
It's good, actually. Yeah, he looks at Dimitri Payet and player loyalty. And then, basically, he thinks it's because our kit is so shit that Payet wants to leave.
That's a fair theory.
He looks into some detail at the Bosman ruling and stuff. It's quite good.
It's a very good blog. He did one, Max did one, The Naked German, his writing alias. He did one touching on the subject of referees a couple of weeks ago, which has one of the funniest like after dinner anecdotes about a German referee. It's phenomenal. So please do read it at thegaffertapes.com. It's very good, but it will be a slightly longer gap for us to come back because of the Tuesday, Wednesday fixtures. But obviously we'll still be on Twitter. We still want to see your hashtag balls. Some people there's like a new snobbery where people are doing early hashtag balls and they're literally tweeting their team 5 minutes after the game week's ended. They're like, want to beat everyone and be like, yeah, look at these balls.
Yeah.
So they're really going for it. But, you know, whatever floats your boat, send us your balls. We're into it. So that's fine. But yeah, remember, you can get in touch with us, info@thegaffertapes.com. Tweet us @thegaffertapes or like us on Facebook, The Gaffer Tapes on Facebook, and get in touch. And we will do our best to get back to you. But hopefully next time Tom will be back. It can't be that bad a virus.
No. If you're not in the league, if you want to sign up and join, you'll keep your points, they get transferred over.
Yes.
And you can go to thegaffertapes.com/pin.
Yes.
And it will just automatically put you in the league.
It's magic.
You don't even have to do anything.
It is very true. Ash did that because he's a computer wizard. So do that and join the league. We've got someone joining this week. We want more people. We want someone to get that top spot. Very good point, Ash. So good luck in the game week. We'll see you on Twitter. If not, we'll see you at the next pod. And thank you very much. And goodbye.